Now we cross over to the Blessed Lands, and we're joined on the line by Dentist Hawa, who is currently performing her Farz Hajj. We have spoken to her last week, and we catch up with her what has transpired in the last few days. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam, Mufti, and greetings of peace to all the Radio Islam listeners coming all the way from the very center of the earth, where the very first house was built and the rest of the earth was rolled out from here.
Subhanallah, yes, you are really in a blessed place. You've reached Mecca now. How was the journey from Medina to Mecca?
So far, so good. Alhamdulillah, it's been a breeze in the heat of Mecca. We came by bus, aircon and highway right through, but the bus was a bit slow. So in total, it took us about 11 hours, including the Mikat at Bir Ali and all the Salah stops. But alhamdulillah, we have a pleasant lot of ladies with us, and we all discussed the ease of our travel compared to the times when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam crossed the mountains in the heat of the Arabian desert. And of course, the Nazm came to mind, mountains of Mecca.
Unfortunately, we don't have that one on the system. Otherwise, we would have aired that one for you right away. You know, talking about the journey across the deserts of Arabia, what was the weather like? Is it very hot at the moment?
Gee, we are reaching scorching temperatures of between 39 and 50 degrees with increasing humidity. But Mufti, here's the bonus. If one does not complain of the heat of Mecca, then Jahannam will be kept at a distance of 100 years from you. So for the weather, I say, alhamdulillah, no complaints. We remain indoors for a good part of the day and make tawaf after Asr or before Fajr or at midnight.
Yes, it's all about the timing, getting the timing right. And when we talk of timing also, it's about the crowds together with the weather. What's the crowds like?
When we first got to the tawaf, was very easy. But as the days went, the hujjaj was streaming in by the thousands. And you could just hear the chanting of a baik. It could be heard from all over. And as people came in, group by group, country by country, you could just hear the determination in their voices. Each one determined to be an ambassador for their respective nationalities. And the chanting was so vibrant and magnetic and addictive and beautiful, and I can't even find a good enough description. But I think of, once I spoke to Mulana Ibrahim Bamji, and he said, Mecca is like a belly. The more you fill it, the more it expands. So that's exactly what's happening here. There's place for everybody.
Subhanallah. One of the most or the highlights of a trip when one undertakes the journey to the Haramain, especially to Makkah al-Mukarramah, is the moment when you set your sights on the Kaaba. Perhaps you can take us through the emotions at that moment.
Gee, I was in awe. We all cried. The whole group, we just sobbed and cried. This should have been the first wonder of the world. You have this flurry of emotions. First, you feel grateful and say, Alhamdulillah, ladhi bin imatihi taqimu saliha. Grateful for being here and grateful for having iman, because only a mu'min can experience this. Then you look again at the Kaaba and think of the sakina coming down and the barakah, and I did an energy healing course and I thought of the energy emanating from the Baytullah. And then you start making dua. But you know, Mufti, when people use the expression, your whole life flashes past you, that's what I experienced. I thought of my parents, وَقُلْ رَبِّي هَمُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا, my grandparents, my cousins, my uncles, my aunts, our growing up days in Fitas, all the people who influenced our lives, our teachers, Afas, Maulanas. Then I thought of my days at the girls' school, at Trinity High, at university. I thought of marriage and children, and I emigrated, then I immigrated, and now finally, the labaik, Allahumma labaik. And of course, the Nazm came to mind, Ilahi teri chokat par, Bikari banke aaye ho. It's a very nice Nazm, Mufti, but it went through my mind. And then I looked at the people making tawaf, and I saw a man making tawaf while he was in a sitting position. Then there was a lady whose spine was bent at 50 degrees, and there were so many people on wheelchairs. And again, I felt truly grateful. I am blessed. I was reminded of Surah Ar-Rahman, فَبِأَيِّ عَلَىٰي رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, which of the favors of your Lord can you deny? And I just thought I'm so grateful. And then we proceeded with our tawaf. And because it was 3 o'clock in the morning and the crowd looked a bit like easy to maneuver, we attempted to touch the Kaaba wall. And another bounty struck me. Can you guess, Mufti? It was the Kiswa. It had been lifted. So we were touching the actual wall of the Kaaba. And the kiswa will only be, the new kiswa will only come on the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, when the Kaaba will be washed inside, and then dignitaries come in to make salah. So, Mufti, here's your interactive question. In which direction do they face when they make salah inside the Kaaba?
Another one that you could pose is that many times the Kaaba is turned inside out, and people see the white coloring and say the Kaaba is in a haram. So it's not such a symbolic thing. Rather, it is to lift the cloth up so people don't steal a piece. Or not, we could say steal,
they
but rather to take a piece is tabarruk. So it's not really in ihram, the Kaaba, but rather just to get it out of the reach of people. And for myself, they may have to lift it slightly higher. Anyway, when at that moment when you know, in the haram and in Makkah, at that moment a person has a flurry of thoughts, different things coming to your mind. You need to keep your composure and remember things. Did you remember your Islamic history?
Gee, Mufti, it's always good to keep in mind, in the back of your mind, you remember your history. So you know why you're circumambulating the Kaaba, who we emulating. I thought of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the dua he made when he completed building the Kaaba. He made a dua for Allah sent the Nabi with three conditions. And in the Quran, Allah also speaks of the honor and status of Ibrahim alayhi salam in the akhirat. And I thought of Ismail alayhi salam and his words. He told his father, without a doubt, he must carry it out. And I thought of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Bibi Hajira alayhi salam. And even the name of Makkah, you know, Makkah, also known as Karya or Umrul Karya, it means the mother of all cities. And then Balad, as in Watini wa Zaytun wa Tuhri Sinin wa Hazal Balad Dil Amin. And Makkah itself means to crush, as in this place where Allah crushes our pride and ego. So when we stand in front of the Kaaba, we cry.
That is such a pity that we've lost the line there. But we're going to try and get back Dentist Hawa on the line, and we'll continue the discussion with regards to her trip. We've been looking at various aspects, and she's brought us up to speed with regards to her emotions and the feelings throughout the trip. What an amazing trip it is, it has been for her and for every person that does undertake this journey, that one is able to have the opportunity of visiting the Baytullah and going through all those historic places and reflecting on the significance of every place, that you know, every place has an Islamic background to it, and there's something for us to reflect on, like the verse says, "Inna Safa wal Marwata min Sha'airillah." We do have Dentist Hawa back with us on the line. Unfortunately, there was a break in the line. You may continue.
Gee, Mufti. I was explaining to you how we feel from the word of the name Makkah.
Yes.
And I don't know which part did I get cut off. But when we stand in front of the Kaaba, we cry and we humble ourselves and our pride is crushed. And that's the meaning of the word Makkah.
Yes, that is important information with regards to understanding the naming of the city. In terms of the various other aspects of Makkah, the Zamzam, etc., you know, have you been consuming a lot of Zamzam and did you really enjoy it?
See, I always give people advice that you must drink the Zamzam until your ribs extend. And most people, I think, from these programs on Radio Islam know the value of Zamzam. But I just say that this should have been the second wonder of the world. And the Zamzam well produces 1 billion liters of water at a rate of 8,000 liters per second. And from a professional point, it contains natural fluoride, which is recommended for dental health.
Hey, that is interesting information from your point of view in particular. Now, there's always people that you travel with on the journey of Hajj. Did you make friends in the Haram?
See, you know, we all go to the Haram an hour before because of the crowds and the space. And every time you go, you sit between two people, and you don't know them, and you can't communicate with them because of the language. But somehow you just smile and you make salam and that does it all. And then you're bonding. You sit next to them and you bond and you share your musalla with them. And you know that they have the kalima in their heart and zikr on their tongue. And when you pass, you make salah, and first you make salah and you do the same actions with the same words. And you pass and you shake hands. In your heart, you'll know you'll never see that person again. But you love them for the sake of Allah. And then on the day of Qiyamah, there will be two people. One in Mashriq and one in Maghrib. And they will be brought together because they love each other for the sake of Allah. And that's what I think when I part with these women all the time. And then I also learned this, to say, how are you? Like in Arabic, the local here is Kaifa Anti. But in Indonesian, it's Apa Kabar. And in Pakistan, it's Dikhona. And in Kazakhstan, it's Kalkalai.
a number of languages that you have picked up, and alhamdulillah, it shows that you've been interacting with various people. Are there any concerns or any disappointments that you'd like to share with the listeners?
See, just two short ones. The buildings, the clock towers, I think they're overtowering the Kaaba. One can easily lose focus. When you're looking at the Kaaba, you can end up looking at the clock towers. But I try and look at the positive aspect. You know, in the afternoon, the clock towers do provide shade for the mutawif. So maybe that's an advantage. And the other disappointment I had was, I didn't get to hear Chef today. And on a lighter note, I think I left him in extension 9.
Yes, I was about to say that. Yes. Alhamdulillah, we had the opportunity of performing salah behind him throughout the month of Ramadan. We've run out of time. Any closing words in terms of du'as that you are making and any special du'as for any people at home here and also for the listeners of Radio Islam?
Let me first say this one. Hazihi uftukum habibi mubashar ala Radio Islam min makkati al-mukarrama sa'atakallam al-an ma'a Mufti Yusuf Musaji, Islamic scholar and theologian and founder of Daily Fit, Al-Yawm al-Thalatha, Arba al-Zilhijjah, Al-Muwafiq, Tuesday, September the 1st, 2016.
Subhanallah. The Arabic and English all mixed. In terms of your du'as, your final words?
Now, I'm just making du'a. Ummi Hajira, Marhum Abi Rashid, Akhi Nazir, Ufti Nazira, Binti Nazia, Binti Nahida, Binti Fatima, Ibn Rashid, wa Ibn Muhammad Bailey, Hafidati Zaina, wa Hafidati Mahira, wa Hafidati Nabiha, Zawji Ibrahim, Zawjul Afi Yasmin, Zawjul Ukhti Hussein Majid, Sadiqati, Mardati, Kullu Usrati.
You've really worked on your Arabic. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase you in your Arabic and take you from strength to strength.
Give me one more second.
Yeah.
I thought of Radio Islam all the time. Every time I pass a PowerPoint at the pillars around the Haram, I thought of Radio Islam, because Radio Islam said no selfies in the Haram.
Yes, that is one of the messages that had come through. We look forward to then speaking again to you in the coming days, inshallah. And do remember us in your du'as, inshallah.
Okay, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dentis Hawa speaking to us over the airwaves of Radio Islam all the way from Makkah to Al-Mukarramah, giving us insight into her emotion and the spiritual dimensions of her own journey. May Allah accept.